At Renewal by Andersen, we love sharing friendly words of wisdom about windows and doors. And we're thrilled when our customers do the same.
We're just so happy with the quality of the windows, the warranty of the windows, the fact that I get a call every year asking, is there anything else we can do for you? Do you need any help with anything? That to me is a good quality company.
Visit us online at iHeartMyWindows.com to schedule an in-home appointment when it's time to talk windows. We'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Hello, good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Laura, and Radio Max Takoradi. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, the minority in Parliament accuses Bank of Ghana and its auditors of falsifying its 2023 losses, calling for a forensic audit.
I have reason to show to you that the Bank of Ghana is cooking the books, and that audited account that they produce, I wrote to the governor. He responded to me only yesterday. I've gotten a certified copy which I requested from him.
Also, Trades and Industry Minister Katie Hammond remains resolute on cement price regulation, insisting on disregarding petition from cement manufacturers.
I intend to ignore it. I am working in the interest of the good people of Ghana and not in the interest of the cement manufacturing company. Have you read the letter? I keep saying it's an insulting letter.
We have details of that in business.
Ghana emerges as second top recipient of remittances in sub-Saharan Africa, according to a new World Bank report. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
These and more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay. The minority in Parliament has accused the Bank of Ghana of falsifying information, alleging that the central bank, with the support of its auditors, understated its losses for 2023. The Bank of Ghana reported a loss of 10.5 billion cedis in 2023, following a historic 60 billion cedis in 2022. However, minority spokesperson on finance, Isaac Adongo, speaking to journalists in Parliament, claimed that the bank's actual loss was 47 billion cedis. Mr. Adongo stated that a future NDC government will conduct a forensic audit of the bank's records.
I have reason to show to you that the Bank of Ghana is cooking the books. When NDC assumes power in 2025, we will conduct our own forensic audit. We will not rely on those cookie reports. And people will answer. And if there's the need for us to report the Ghana practice to their global head office, we will do so. I held a press conference in this room when I showed you that the impairment of 48 billion last year, they wrote off 32 billion. They didn't dispute it. So the impairment was what? 16 billion. In this report, in a note, you have indicated in a note that that impairment has increased from 16 billion to 53 billion. Is that not an increase of impairment of about 37 billion? And you write off impairment as an expenditure.
Well, the minority have also described as a campaign gimmick the announcement by government to pay 1.5 billion cedis to customers of defunct banks.
You remember in 2020, I did a lecture at Kama Conference Center. And at that program, I told you that I had received a call from His Excellency John Dramani Mahama saying that I should tell the people of Ghana that when he wins power, he will pay everybody. You remember? Immediately, they went and issued papers. You remember that? They gave everybody a bond. Do you remember that? What happened to the bonds? 2024 is another election. They've forgotten that 2020 they made that promise. People have even forgotten where the papers are lying.
And you're a member of the minority on the Finance Committee in Parliament, Isaac Adongo. Now, there was a standoff at the Wale Wale police station last night after dozens of NPP supporters besieged the facility to stop the police from transporting two ballot boxes and the party's voters' register to Tamale, following a High Court order on Monday in an ongoing election dispute. The court ordered the ballot boxes and the register used for the January parliamentary elections in the constituency to be brought. The Electoral Commission responded to the order by handing over the materials to the police for onward delivery to the court. But when armed police arrived at about 8 p.m. to carry the materials to Tamale, they were blocked by angry supporters of the party.
And we heard that they said they should bring the ballot box tonight. They brought it there daytime, and it is going to be taken here daytime, broad daylight. Nobody is going to take it tonight.
Okay.
We are ready for everything.
Right,
yes.
Now. Thank you very much.
I'm here because we just have a hint that the people are coming to take the ballot box this night. And according to the rumor we are hearing, that the MC and that of the regional minister are forcing EC to come and pick the ballot box.
And you heard the party supporters of the MPP insisting they want ballot boxes to be moved in the day and not the night when police officers went there to carry it to the court yesterday night. Now, moving away from there, Trades and Industry Minister Katie Hammond has resolved to ignore a petition from the Chamber of Cement Manufacturers requesting a delay in implementing a legislative instrument designed to regulate cement prices. Mr. Hammond insists the LI is necessary to prevent a cartel of manufacturers from exploiting the public. If the LI is approved, cement manufacturers could face up to 3 years in jail for violations. Despite opposition from the minority in Parliament and various interest groups, the minister remains resolute in his decision. He made these remarks during an interview with Evans Spencer on PM Express.
I intend to ignore it. I am working in the interest of the good people of Ghana and not in the interest of the cement manufacturing company. Have you read the letter? I keep saying it's an insulting letter.
So
I responded to
the person. When you hope to get this lead and counted?
Yesterday, after I discussed it with the leader and I discussed it with the minority leader, I am told subsequently that the speaker asked the subsidiary legislation committee to literally grant school.
Now, the Asante Inioto 432 II has added his voice to calls for the retooling of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital following a strike by doctors of the oncology department. Nanaya Aljima visited the hospital with the health minister and has filed this report.
The Asante Hine is appalled by the absence of essential equipment for healthcare delivery. His checks at the cardio unit of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital has revealed the need for some life-saving equipment at the facility.
We struggle with basic equipment. Dialysis machines are hard to come by here. They tell me Cath lacks some life-saving equipment. If I have an emergency and I am taken there, they may not be able to treat me. Where do they take me then? By the time I am taken to Accra, something bad would have happened.
The need for retooling of the hospital was also emphasized by management of the hospital when the health minister visited. Explaining the strike embarked by some doctors, the chief executive of the hospital, Professor Ochre Ademensa, says the facility has incurred a huge cost of fixing the LINAC machine at the oncology department.
So we started the processes. The LCs were done and sent out.
Health Minister Dr. Bernard Okuboy has assured of working with the hospital to realize the set objectives.
I want to give you the assurance that we'll work speedily to help the retooling.
Still on health, Ghana's health system is in a dangerous state with the situation likely to worsen due to the mass exodus of health professionals. The latest Ghana Human Development Report titled The Future Value of Work in Ghana reveals that 24% of nurses and 50% of doctors trained in Ghana are working abroad due to poor working conditions at home. The report by the UNDP in collaboration with the Statistical Service and the National Development Planning Commission calls for urgent policy and pragmatic measures to prevent a total collapse of the health sector. His government statistician, Professor Samuel Kobna Enin.
I don't have on top of my head what the statistical targets are on these issues, but definitely going forward, these are some of the contextual discussions that we're going to have, especially in this case, the Ministry of... The starting question will be, what is the stock of medical professionals that we have? That should be the first question. Then the next question is, what is the number that we require as a country? That is what is going to inform the number that we are training vis-a-vis those that, as I indicated, will naturally move out of the country.
Many had written them off in the contest, but with sheer grit and determination, Zebila Senior High School has qualified to the semi-final stage of the Goyle PLC Northern Zonal Championship of the National Science and Math Quiz. Emmanuel Baikweku has more.
I am a physical quantity. I am a fundamental quantity. Zebila,
Nurse.
That is correct. 3 points.
Yamdan. Kuborike. They tell me they only prepared just some few days to this. How do you feel qualifying it here again?
I am highly impressed, and I will first of all give thanks to Almighty God for giving us the opportunity to come from far away from Boku West District to here and qualify. We are
the infrastructure for Zebile Senior High School is not that of modern status, but we are doing our best.
And those details by Emmanuel Bright-Quaker, bringing us to the end of the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM.
I bet that's the reason why the cement price is also going up, because of the